Let me tell you a preacher's secret. You know, do you think it's easier for a preacher to preach on a special Sunday like Christmas and Easter? Or harder? Harder. You stay here? Okay. It's harder because the message is so clear. It's hard to preach the same message over and over. That's why it's harder. You probably know what the Easter story is about. So it's really hard to find a new insight, a new message. But I'm going to give you a new message today. Whoa. A man, his wife, and his cranky mother-in-law went on a vacation to the Holy Land. While they were there, sadly, the mother-in-law passed away. The undertaker told them, "You can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here in the Holy Land for $150. The man thought about it for a while and told the undertaker he would just have her shipped home. The undertaker asked, "Why? Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when it only takes $150 to bury her in this Holy Land?" The man said, "A man died here about 2,000 years ago. He was buried here, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I just cannot take that chance." He's risen. He's risen indeed. Okay, let's practice. He's risen. Yes. In our Christian tradition, Easter is one of the really special day that we're celebrating. Maybe biggest the day in our liturgical calendar. And historically, people celebrate, people all over the world celebrate this special day. Many Christians celebrate it just like we are doing today, with various celebration and praising. That's how we celebrate this special day. But in early church, you know, when people are not able to participate or celebrate this special event because of all the persecution happened at that time. They are secretly celebrated. But most importantly, they try to carry the true message of Easter among themselves. But as the church became bigger and bigger and became a dominant group in the world, in contrast, we are really free to keep our faith. But the way we celebrate this special day become more and more splendid, larger scale. Are we doing all right? Are we doing all right? You know, I was in college, I studied communication, and I took some courses on movies and films. One of the things that I learned from the filmmaking class is how to make a movie successful, how to make a movie interesting. The key of that making movie interesting and successful is how the director using the elements and create big scale of movie. For example, like the Ten Commandments. Do you know that the movie Ten Commandments? There's elements that people were so amazed because the Red Sea is a parting Red Sea. The director spent a lot of money to create this amazing event. But when we read the scripture today about resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, I think, this is just my opinion, okay? I think God is not a great movie director. I'm telling you why. There's a definitely very interesting elements in the resurrection story. If we projected this resurrection story, it itself already interesting. But God did not show the resurrection story in that way. When you read the scripture, there's no description. There's no description of the resurrection story. The moment that Jesus got out of the tomb, there's no description. If I were director, then I'd probably make Jesus, ta-da, you know. But there's no description about Jesus Christ coming out of the tomb. There's no words that describing that moment that Jesus was resurrected. Other part of the Bible, we can see amazing description of it. For example, like in Matthew chapter 3, 16, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, it described like this. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he became from the water, suddenly the heaven were opened to him. He saw God's Spirit descending like a dove, alighting on him. It's an amazing description, isn't it? Another example about transfiguration in Mark chapter 9, verse 2 and 3. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling bright. Think about it. Jesus' clothes became dazzling bright, such as no one on earth could bright them. And verse 7, then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved, listen to him." Isn't that amazing, interesting? But the key, the moment of resurrection, there's no description of it. We cannot find such a dramatic description of the resurrection story. That event could have been, would have been, should have been dramatic and fantastic. People might say there's no description because there was no one to witness of the resurrection event. That's true. But that's the whole point. Why God did not let people to witness this amazing event of resurrection? God would have known that people witnessed this amazing event. Maybe people were so excited about it. Maybe there are more people follow Jesus Christ. But God did not do that way. Because there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. There's a specific purpose to it. God purposely did not let people to witness this amazing event. We talk about WWJD. What would Jesus do, right? But in this case, WWJWTD, what would Jesus want us to do? As far as we can tell, there's a specific purpose to not to witness this event, the event of resurrection. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what this mean? What this mean? In this scripture, we can find a special message contain all the description of this resurrection story. There's a special message. Maybe we missed it. The resurrection story that God wants us to know is this. Verse 6 and 7, but he said to them, do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He was crucified. Who was crucified? He has been raised. He's not here. Look, there's a place they laid him. But go. Go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. The message of resurrection is he's not here. He's already heading to somewhere. Galilee. There he's already heading there. So don't stay here. Don't stay here at the empty tomb. Follow him. Meet him there. That's the message of resurrection. I'm telling you, it'd be great if people these days get out of their phone and take a selfie on an empty tomb. Look at this. Wow, what happened here? And then take a selfie and then post it on social media, saying, he's alive. But that's not what God wants us to do. It's great that we are celebrating this amazing event, the event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But my concern is that as we celebrating with a large scales, the celebration too much on the focusing on the celebration at the empty tomb, maybe we are missing the main message, of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The message that God wants us to hear. Where is Jesus? Where is the resurrected Jesus? He's already heading to the Galilee. So what kind of place is the Galilee? Why the resurrected Jesus Christ was heading to there? And why Jesus Christ wanted his disciples to go to Galilee? That's the whole point of it. Jesus went there because there are people who desperately need the good news of Jesus Christ. There are people there needed the love that God showed to us through the cross. That's why Jesus Christ was heading to Galilee. Think about it. People who desperately need this precious blood of Jesus Christ. But none of them were there at the Golgotha, hill of Golgotha. They all ran away when Jesus was hanging on the cross. But they needed that precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's why resurrected Jesus Christ was heading to them. He was already heading to Galilee to find people who desperately need the goodness of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let's go to Galilee because our Lord is there. Our Lord is already heading to Galilee. Not stay in the empty tomb. He's not here. Okay, it's okay, just take one picture, but go to Galilee. So my closing question for you today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, where is our Galilee? Where is our Galilee? In other words, where is Jesus is working on? Where is the place that Jesus is working on right now in your family, in this generation? Where is Jesus? Where is our Galilee that we need to go? We desperately need to find the place that Jesus was already working there. Our Lord resurrected Jesus Christ is working on. Stay with the people. Share the good news in Galilee, where we also need to go. He's not here. He's heading to Galilee, and so do we. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the message that you've given us. We thank you for the message, the encouragement, empowerment that you've given us through this story of resurrection. Help us, God, to find the true message of resurrection. Help us, God, to find our Lord, the place that our Lord Jesus Christ is right now. Help us to discern from our heart where our Galilee is in this generation, in this time. Help us to carry the true message of resurrection, the good news that people need. Help us to carry out and help us to spread and shout to the world that our Lord has risen today. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.